Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending hand.
And God save us.
God save us.
We're your friends.
Your friends.
We're your neighbors.
We're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending
God save us.
You know, it seems like.
Greetings and welcome once again, our radio listening audience, to the Sunday morning broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning. We welcome your company and we enjoy your comments. So we are looking forward to having another great day this Sunday with the beautiful discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz. Our show today is Allah's will is to save people from self-destruction. To save us from self-destruction. I know we don't think of that, do we? But most people don't look at their own evil deeds. They are always looking for something or someone else to blame. And most people only call on the Most High, their Creator, when they think they need help. This will never work, people. Everything in creation depends on Allah all the time. Allah is not only our Creator, but He is also our Sustainer. When we forget Allah, there is nothing to save us from self-destruction. This is why the world of mankind is about to go out of existence. We cannot survive much longer taking our Creator out of our life. He is our life. We must check our heart and our mind and give both back to Allah before we go too far in our evil ways. Allah says, sin can reach a point where the door of forgiveness is closed. The world of people is in the material world. The world of mankind is inside the mind and soul. Without a mind and soul, the heart of human beings is dead, which means there is no spiritual life in the body. Most people think this world is real. They think if they don't possess the things of this world, they won't be happy. But it is just the opposite. By using the things of this world for the good of mankind is the only way to reach the real life in the hereafter. I want to thank you again, our radio listening audience, for joining us this morning. We're so glad to have you, so happy to have you. And as you can see, we're going to have a profound discussion from Imam Shahid Shabazz. And we want you to dial that number one button. Hit the number one on your radio. Come into our studio and join us in our discussion. That's what we want. We want the feedback from you. We want to hear from you. So be prepared to hit that number one button after Imam Shahid Shabazz has said a few words to us and introduced us this discussion for today. Then you hit the button and call in, give us a comment or ask a question. You are the show. We're just here for you. For you to sit down, relax, listen to the discussions and join in with us. And let us know your concerns. This is your show. And thank you once again for listening to us. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
We thank you for the introduction. We want to thank everyone that was able to be blessed to raise up this morning through the grace and the mercy of the Creator of the heavens and the earth and be given another opportunity to be purified from our sins. And to be given an opportunity to be able to work for our real life which is not in the material world, but it is in the hereafter. It's here after this world is all gone. Then we will face the judgment day, and the creator of the heavens and the earth, he will determine at that time, after he have us to read our own book of deeds, what we did here in this life, and he will determine whether we will spend eternity in his eternal heaven, a paradise, kingdom, or we will spend eternity in the hell fire, the place where he had prepared for all of those who in this world deny their creator, denying him not so much in words, but denying him in their actions and the way they live their life. With that said, we're open with a prayer. This prayer is often said. This prayer is the prayer of all Muslims throughout the world as an obligation. It's the opening prayer of the final revelations of the creator of the heavens and the earth for all people. And it's a prayer that has in it your salvation. If you want to be saved, anybody, from the destruction, self-destruction, and you want to help the world, to people of the world, to understand why we are suffering this destruction, and it's going to continue until there's no human beings left if we don't do something about it. This prayer will teach you how to do your part. Don't worry about what other people are doing. You, as an individual, is obligated to your creator to live according to his divine moral laws. And this prayer will teach you how to do that and how to be an example for others so that they will look at your life and see the life that they should be living to save themselves from self-destruction and to know the reality of life and know their reality as a human being. With that said, we'll say the prayer. What's the name? Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Praise be to Allah, the cherisher and sustainer of the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom thou hast bestowed thy grace, thy favor, those whose portion is not wrath and who go not astray. Amen. With that said, we will talk on the topic for today about when you forget your creator, you forget your own soul, which is your life. Now, the creator says that he created the human being. Again, he says he created the human being out of a mere clot of congealed blood. A clot. So, why am I saying this? I want us to understand why we shouldn't be so big-headed, so egotistic, why we should be humble. Our beginning in creation, in the creation of Allah, of the Creator, was from dirt. It was from dirt. Then it was from a drop of sperm, something that we don't want to touch. And, you know, when we have intimacy, we ready to get it off of us. But while we're having intimacy, we enjoy that. But that which is emitted from the man into the woman, that life germ called sperm, is what brought us. That's who we are. So when you look in the mirror, you're looking at sperm. You're looking at a clot of blood. And you're also looking at dirt. And you're looking at bones and flesh, all of which is nothing but matter. And guess what? All of your makeup as a physical body don't matter. What matters is Allah say, or the Creator say, when he created this matter, he say that was a life form, but it's an animal life form that he created. Then he say he created another creation out of that life form. And he say he didn't create that life until he put some of his ruach, some of his spirit, into the human heart. And then that life came into another dimension, another form, and it took on a life of intelligence, a life like God, a godlike nature. It took on a godly nature, a good nature, and it gave us the ability to what? Think and reason. Listen at this here. When we are born as a baby, we can't do anything for ourselves. Our mother has to do everything for us that we'll die. Leave a baby by itself and see if the baby lives. The baby can't even move. We can't even move. So what am I getting at? Why are you so arrogant, people? Why are you so, deceptive with your own? You can allow yourself to deceive you to believe that, you hear people talking about, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Mostly you see it on people's vehicles. I'm blessed. And then you talk to people and they'll say, I'm blessed. And then you look at their life and you say, okay, they say they're blessed. And you see them worshiping. I mean, literally worshiping material things, worshiping their own flesh. You know what I'm saying? He's nice looking. She's nice looking. I'm beautiful. And now they even go to the extent of saying that people saying they're God. I'm God. I'm a black God. I'm a white God. And women, I'm a goddess. And then I'm a queen. I'm a king. All of these names is feeding nothing but their ego, to cause them to forget that they are absolutely nothing. The only reality is the creator of you and everything you see, but you can't see him. But who got you up this morning? Did you get up on yourself? I mean on your own? Whose air is you breathing? You can't see the air you're breathing, but you suck it in, you suck it out, you just can't keep it out of your mouth. Because if you do, you'll die. And did you create life or death? And if you're so independent in your mentality, like most of the people walking around here like a rooster cocking out his head, Allah say, the Creator say, can you create something out of nothing? That's the question. Can you create something out of nothing? If you're God, you can create something out of nothing. Because the real creator, he created Jesus. Yeah, for you Christians. He created Buddha. He created all these names of people and things that you're making up, that you're worshiping. He created you, who is the main one most people worshiping is themselves. And they think that they have some power. You know, the American government called themselves the superpower. You see? And the American government, they also got a saying of theirs that they have absolute power. They made a movie called Absolute Power. Do you know that nothing created has any power at all? All power comes from the creator that you can't see. Now I want to deal with the heart for a moment here. The heart was created good. Almighty Allah, say the creator of the heavens and the earth, say when he put some of his spirit in our heart, he said he put the nature of good in us. Why? Because he's all good. So he put some of his goodness in our heart. So our true nature is good. And, you know, you hear Muslims talking like this, and you hear Muslims talking about Christians, Christians talking about Muslims, and people in different religions talking about each other. You see people talking about each other just in general, putting each other down, slandering, backbiting each other. You know, you see people neglecting their children. You see women cussing their little bitty babies out. I mean, a little bitty baby can't even talk, calling the baby a B, you MF, didn't I tell you to shut your GD mouth? Can you imagine this here? You call this a world of human beings? No, this is the world of gins. You want to know what a gin is for all those who don't know what a gin is? It's an evil spirit. You can't see it. Most people want to call the Satan just the evil spirit. But the worst evil spirit in this world that's causing all of this destruction on this planet is inside the human being, and it is called a gin. That gin comes from our false flesh desires for the vanities of this world. And what is the vanities of this world? Everything. Our self, flesh, our self, we are vain. Why? Because really, even our flesh is really an illusion. It's just not real. So anything that's not real, it's vain. And we look at this world, most people, and they, oh, man, that's so beautiful. Oh, man, she look good. Oh, look at that. And we look at the sky. Oh, man, look, the sun is so beautiful. We know the moon, look at the stars. It's so beautiful. We go in the mountains. We see the Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls. We see all the beautiful things in the creation. And we say, oh, these things are so beautiful. If you think that what you're looking at is beautiful, what do you think about the one that created all of these beautiful things that you say are so beautiful? The things you see is not beautiful. The things you see is a reflection of the one who is the beauty of it all. That's Allah, the Creator. He is beauty. And his creation in his right nature, good nature, reflects his beauty. So if a human being is living in accord with the will of the Creator, then that human being is reflecting his beauty, not his or her own beauty. And a man and a woman, you ain't got to say she's good looking or beautiful or he handsome or good looking. No. If they living in accord, in agreement with the will, the way of their Creator, Allah, then they reflect his beautiful, and you can say, she's beautiful. He's beautiful. Now, let me go to another point here that's very critical, very important. Allah, or the Creator of all mankind and all creations, he said in the beginning he created one man. That man's name was Adam. That's the father of all people. He then, because he's so merciful, he say, I want him to have a companion to help him. He didn't have to create a woman. He created a man first. Okay? But why did he create man and woman? Because he is a God, a sharing God. He wanted to share his goodness. He don't need anything, but he like to share. He's a giving and sharing and caring creator. So he created Adam and Eve, the mother and father of all humankind. I say humankind because, as one man said, everybody you see are people you see walking in the flesh. Most of them, they're not human beings. They're jinns. They're evil spirits. So, now, in this particular world called Eden or Paradise that Allah or the Creator created Adam and Eve, he gave them all the good that they needed. They didn't have to work like we have to work down here to get money, to get food. We have to seek knowledge so we'll know right from wrong. They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to toil and struggle against evil down here like we do their progenitors or their descendants. Almighty God, Allah, came to them every day, and he provided for them, and he talked to them like I'm talking to y'all now. And he gave them guidance, and he said, listen, long as y'all follow my guidance, you won't want for anything. You have all you need. They had this. They didn't have to want for anything. But then there was an evil one, symbolic of the forbidden tree, the Satan. He told him, he said, listen, this is your enemy. So treat him as an enemy. Don't listen to anything he has to say, because he's a liar. He's a deceiver. And if you listen at him and follow his advice, you will surely die. Now, they were alive. They was in the heaven, right? And heaven is life, eternal life. So one day, the evil Satan got next to them. He lied to them. He told them, he said, listen, why should y'all have to wait on God to come to y'all every day? Y'all are intelligent. He said, and plus, not only are you intelligent, but what God is coming telling you, you can learn that on your own, you know. And he let them know that. He made them think they was independent of Allah. He said, also, God created y'all to be made y'all to be eternal creatures. So y'all don't really need God, because y'all already is going to live forever. Your nature is to live forever. But Allah had never told Adam and Eve about eternity yet. He was just teaching them his ways. Now, what point am I getting at? Before you can have eternal life, you got to first learn the ways and the rules and the laws of the Creator to protect you from the suggestions of evil. Evil is a deceiver. So when they listen at this evil deceiver, Satan, they begin to lose their spiritual life. And in their spiritual death, they cried out to Allah and said, oh, Allah, please forgive us. We didn't intend to do that. He caught us in a moment of weakness, and so he forgave them. So Allah, the Creator, said, because you have disobeyed my law, you broke my law, and you're listening at evil, I'm going to put you, Adam and Eve, and Satan all down on the earth. And I'm gonna test y'all with evil, but I'm not going to come to y'all on my own. I'm only going to come to y'all if y'all call on me. So, but you got people today in religion, Muslim, Christian, and they think that if they go through some rituals, religion is magic, or just, you know, they ain't got to put forth no work in good, in righteousness, in justice. They think all they got to do is just show up at the church, show up at a masjid, show up at a synagogue, show up at a temple, show up wherever you worship, and then go through rituals and go out and leave and go out and do what you want to do, not to follow in the will of Almighty God, but do what you want to do, which is evil, because Almighty Allah said all the evil that happened in our lives as humans come from our own hands, actions, and all the good that happens to us come from only him. He's all good. But most people think that good is supposed to just, they live in a good life, she living a good life, and they don't even mention God, Allah. They don't even acknowledge the Creator in their action. A tree is known by the fruits of it. I like to use this allegory. It's so important. I ain't never seen, when I was raised in the South, an apple tree bearing no peaches. And I used to climb trees and pick all these fruits. Okay? And this tree, whatever kind of fruit that Allah created to be, it bore the fruit of the fruit of that particular type. If it was an apple tree, it bore apples. If it was an orange tree, it bore oranges. Now, transfer that over in human lifestyle and living. If you serve an Almighty God, Allah, you can't talk faith and faith be able to be of any benefit for you. Faith is a way of living. It's a way of life. And you got people on here talking about your faith is different from mine. That's insanity. Everybody have the same Creator. Everybody have the same faith. What is faith? Faith is submission and obedience to the will of the Creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah. When you do that, then you have faith. But if you submit to the will of Allah, the last prophet of Allah, Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah, prayers and peace be upon him, he said, when a true believer, not Muslim, but when a true believer is seen, they remind people of Almighty God Allah. Why do they remind you of Almighty God Allah? Because they reflect and they project the divine good qualities, all the qualities of the Creator, which all of them are good. Peace. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Walaikum assalam. Yes, my beautiful audience, you are listening today to the radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of a creator. And he is teaching strong this morning on the Allah's will is to save people from self-destruction. And he is explaining that so beautifully to you, how you are constantly destroying yourself in ignorance and rebelling, not listening to the voice that tells you the best way, the right way to live your life, to have life, and to please your Creator. But you're listening to that voice that is leading you astray because of the false glitter of this world, and that is Shaitan, making you think you have something when you actually have nothing. Yes, I want to thank you for joining us this morning, and if there's anyone out there in the radio listening audience who would love to come in and join us to ask a question, just push number one on your phone. Push that button now. You will show up in our studio, and we'll be glad to have you join us in the conversation, our beautiful discussion today. Also, we want to remind you that Imam Shahid Shabazz has been struggling hard now for almost 40 years to reach the people, to teach them the truth, and give them the word of the Almighty Creator, Allah, to let them know, to guide them back to the right, and to let them know that the only way they're going to survive is put their trust and faith in the one who put them here on earth, who is responsible for their existence, and not in this world or any other person or thing in this world. Because everything on earth, every life, depends on the Creator for its existence. I was reading the Quran today, and I came across the surah and an ayat, and that's just like saying a chapter and a verse when you read your Bible. In this surah 30, the ayat, or a verse 40, as we would say, it is said that it is Allah who has created you. Further, he has provided for your sustenance. Then he will cause you to die, and again he will give you life. Are there any of your false partners who can do any single one of these things? Glory to him, and high is he above the partners they attribute to him. Yes, people. The only one, have you heard any of the prophets that you know of? Even Jesus said that. They give you life, that they created you. Have you heard them actually tell you that? No, you have not. Have you heard them say that they sustain and provide for you? No, they tell you where they can get it from. Even the saying, he fed 10,000 off of fish and a loaf of bread, people. That's an allegory, a symbol to mankind that the feeding is, if I give to you, I have bread and fish, let's say, this is what we use it, and I give you a piece of it, and you pass it on to the other person. You get your little piece and give him a piece, and he passes it on and passes it on like that. Then this is how we sustain ourselves and help each other to exist on earth. And this is how many people can be fed, people. He never said that he was the one who causes the food to grow in the earth to sustain you. He never said that he was the one who causes all those fruit trees and all those vegetables of all kinds to grow all over the earth. No. Think before you start acting emotionally with your emotions. Your emotions come from Satan, from Satan. Satan is our emotion. And that's what he wants you to get. To get all fired up. That's fine in some places, even churches, all we have the music and the bands and all. That's to distract you from thinking about what's being told to you, because it's the truth mixed with falsehood, so that you won't think about what's being said. Yes, people. You have to understand that it is your Creator is here to help you to sustain and to live life. But without him, when you turn away from him and seek other partners other than him, then that's for you, your life. All right. I once again want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us again. If there's anyone in our radio listening audience who has any question to ask, I would like to say something, give a comment, please push that number one button. Then you will show up in our studio. If you don't push number one, we have no way of knowing that you want to join us, join in with us in the discussion today. Imam Shahid Shabazz, I will now give you back to him so he can continue with his discussion on Allah's will is to save people from self-destruction.
Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam. Yeah, as you was talking, I was reflecting on Jesus, Prophet Esau, the Christian and the English language call him Jesus. There was no such language back during the time when he was born 2,000 years ago. That language which they had then, his name is Esau, which means the anointed one, huh? The chosen one or the anointed one, you see. He also, as I was listening at you, he told the people, he said, if I give you a fish, you can eat for a day. But if I teach you how to fish, you can eat the rest of your life. Now, wow, ain't that something? So what am I getting at? We were created to be producers. And not only were we created to be producers, everything in creation produces something to help the rest of the whole creation. The sun benefits everyone. The moon benefits everybody, good or bad. Everything created was created to benefit the creation with the goodness and justice of Allah. What is justice? The word justice, the root of justice is equality. You can't have justice without equality. What is equality? Equal treatment. That's what it is. Even this corrupt government say they got a bill passed equal treatment under the law. Do they live by that? Do y'all as individuals live by that? Who are listening and who ain't listening? If y'all be true to yourself, most of you will answer, no, I'm not. Because the Creator, when He created us, He said He created us from a single pair of a male and a female, and made us into nations and tribes that we might get to know one another and not despise and hate one another. We're taught also in the way of life of Al-Islam. If we have a disagreement or argument with one another, he say you will be sinning if you go 3 days without correcting that, making amends with one another. Yeah. 3 days. You know why he say 3 days? You know why three is so significant? Because we didn't come into human life until we went through three stages and three veils of darkness. Huh? So in order to have human life, spiritual life, we had to go through three veils of darkness. And we had to go through three stages of development. We had to be developed physically. We had to be developed mentally. And finally, what gave us human life, we had to be developed spiritually. We had God consciousness. We recognize that inside of our body is our Creator. And He's in our heart. And He speaks to us. And everything, I got a book in here. It's called, I'm going to read from it at this time. You know what it's called? It's called Almighty God Speaks to You. I want to read from this book to you all something, a message, a powerful message, that message that was brought by Prophet Muhammad Mustafa ibn Abdullah 1,400 years ago. And this is a universal and international message to all of humanity and for all places and for all times and all circumstances. Say, O Muhammad, O mankind, truly I am sent to you as the messenger of Allah, to whom belong the dominion of the heavens and the earth. There is no God but Allah. Allah is the one that gives both life and death. So believe in Allah and Allah's messenger, the blessed prophet who believe in Allah and His words, and follow Him so that you may be guided. In this passage, Allah, the Creator, teaches us that the message of Prophet Muhammad is for all people, all mankind, and not only for Arabs. Today, Islamic monotheism can be found almost anywhere in the world. As we go on, be patient with us, please. We are mere humans, yes. And we should always be mindful and grateful to Allah, our Creator. He is the one who enables you to travel through land and sea till when you board the ships, they sail with them with a favorable wind, and the people on the ship rejoice that. Then comes a stormy wind, and the waves come to them from all sides, right? The ship getting ready to sink. And they think that they are going to be encircled in the ocean and drown. Then they invoke or they call on Allah, making their faith pure and being sincere, because they don't want to die, saying, if you, Allah, deliver us from this, we shall truly be grateful to you. But when Almighty Allah delivers them, behold, they rebel against Allah and go back to worshiping idol gods and giving credit to their salvation to things that have no power in the earth, wrongfully rejecting their Creator, the only protector and the only helper of all things created.
O mankind, your rebellion is against your own soul, your own selves. A brief or a little enjoyment will allow you in this worldly life, material world. Then in the end, unto Allah is your return. And Allah shall inform you of that wherein you differ during your life on earth. He will tell you of all the things you did that you thought he didn't know and thought others didn't know. Although these passages are self-explanatory, it is important to note that Allah, the most gracious and the most merciful, does not punish anyone with the punishment that he or she does not deserve. Okay? So we bring punishment on ourselves by rebelling against our Creator. Yes, and it says in the Quran, here in this beautiful book, expressing the Quran clearly and plainly, the Quran is a source of guidance for all mankind. O mankind, they have come to you good news, good advice from your Lord, and a healing for the diseases in your hearts, and a guidance and a mercy for the believers in Allah. The believers. You don't believe in Allah, you are being misguided by evil. Say, in the bounty of Allah and in Allah's mercy, in that let them rejoice. That is better than the material things and the things, vain things of this world they hoard up. See that? Allah said most people, they worship these vain things, and as the call said so eloquently and beautifully, and they hoard them up. They don't share. Do you know there's a few or seven families on this planet Earth that could supply everybody with $1 million, and everybody could be living a good life if they had in their heart and in their conscience the reality that they ain't got no power because they got all this money, but the one that's got all power, he created them not to have all the wealth for themselves, a few, and then great many people, the majority of people on earth just die and perish, and they got what they need to help their brother and their sisters, and they don't do it. No, he didn't create us to do that, people. It is a worthwhile, subhanAllah, excuse me, it is worthwhile always to remember that the Quran guides all of humanity to the straight path by enjoining all that is good and forbidding all that is evil. This is undeniably the greatest favor to us as humans from Almighty God Allah. Allah has also given humans free will and intellect as a test of faith. Say, O mankind, if you are in doubt as to my way of life, behold, I worship not what you worship other than Allah, but I worship Allah, who will take your souls at death. And I'm commanded to be of those who believe in Allah and obey Allah and further thus set your vision, your focus towards religion or way of life with true and sincere piety to Allah, and never ascribe any divinity to anyone or anything besides Allah, and invoke not besides Allah such that will neither profit nor harm you. But if in case you did so, you shall certainly be of the wrongdoers. If Allah, your Creator, touches you with harm, there is none who can remove that harm but Allah. And if he intends any good for you, there is none who can help you. Allah bestows his favor, causes it to reach whomsoever of his servants he wills. And Allah is the often forgiven, the most merciful. Say, O mankind, now truth has come to you from your Lord. So whoever receives guidance, they receive that guidance for their own good. And whoever goes astray from the guidance of their Creator, they go astray to their own loss. He's free of all needs, worthy of all praise. And I'm not. This is all the messengers and prophets. They were sent to tell the people. We are not sent to compel or impose obedience to your Creator on you, but only to arrange yourselves, but only to make His message reach you, to give you His message, and you have free will. You can choose to follow His message, or you can choose to reject His message. I mean, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Imam Shahid Shabazz. You're listening to our most beautiful radio audience, the reality of a Creator, Imam Shahid Shabazz. This morning's discussion, Allah's will is to save people from self-destruction. To save people from self-destruction. And He's teaching strong people on how it is that you are destroying yourself and not even realizing it. Yes, committing suicide by following false gods, false directions, and turning away from the one who sustains you and keeps you and teaches you and shows you how to sustain yourself here on earth. Technically, we do have one guest here this morning with us. And that number, I believe I know this person, this sister, is the 202-413 number. So let's put her on the air and see if there's any comments that she has. Assalamu alaikum, this morning to you. My beautiful sister, how are you this morning?
Wa alaikum salam, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
And peace and greetings to the listening audience. Such a beautiful topic, you know. We're just sitting back just listening to it, and it's just taking everything in. So just thank you guys for such a beautiful, informative, enlightening, positive, loving show.
Thank you for the comments, and we, we thank the listening audience, and we pray that we are only being used as instruments by our Creator to relay His message to you all, as all of His prophets and all of His righteous servants did prior to us being here at this time as a human race. We pray that He would only protect us too from ourselves when we are speaking, treating people in any capacity other than in a good way, a godly way. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you for the show. I don't have a comment at this point. I just wanted to continue to listen. Thank you.
Okay,
thank you for joining us. And, of course, we always enjoy having you on our show as a supporter. And there will be with you, so just relax while Imam Shahid Shabazz keeps spitting out this beautiful knowledge and wisdom from the Creator to give to the people. And out of it, just we pray that you will receive some knowledge and information that you want to pass on to others also.
Yes, thank you.
I was just listening to Imam Shahid Shabazz today in his beautiful discussion, and he's letting us know here, you know, Allah is the one who's keeping us from our own self-destruction, but the only way that He can do that for us to submit and turn to Him and His will. And I was reading from Surah 30 again, and this ayat is saying that mischief has appeared on land and sea because of the need that the hands of men have earned, that Allah may give them a taste of some of their deeds in order that they may turn back from evil. You see, Allah's creation was pure and good in itself in the beginning. All the mischief or corruption was introduced by evil ways, evil deeds, by man following, not Allah, but turning their back from Allah and following the evil whispers of Shaitan. I remember when we were little, the people used to want us to say, the Shaitan is whispering to you from the left, and the Lord is whispering to you from your right. And they would tell us, listen to the whispers of Allah. You know right from wrong. When you hear within your soul someone telling you to do wrong, don't follow. That's the whispers of Satan. That's what was told to us when we were growing up. And I took that very seriously myself, you know. People who follow Satan, you will notice in their character, it becomes arrogant. It becomes selfish, you know. And they become envious of one another. Okay. As soon as the mission enters in Allah's mercy and goodness steps out, he removes himself and lets them go on. He says, you don't want to listen to me? You want to listen to Satan? Go ahead and see what the end results to be. The consequences of evil is evil. And this is shown every day through what is happening in this world and society, that people and mankind is asking, why? Why is this happening? It's because of the evil that you are doing, brother. That you are doing, sister. Check it out. Check your heart and soul out. Who are you really following? What is it that you think about each morning when you wake up? Where is it that you're thinking about going to? Do you really make your salah? Is it the law that you think about first? Or is it that job? Or is it something that you want to do during the day? Or is it somebody that you got to talk to and tell something? This is what determines your life. And this is what determines the results in your life, whether they're good or evil. Again, people, I want to remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. Thank you again for joining us. We pray that you will sit back, listen, and enjoy, absorb. Listen seriously and absorb this truth that he's given to us, these teachings, and think on them and pass them on so that they might be not just the life-giving words to you from Allah, but the life-giving words to others that you pass them on to. And now, Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum. I want to read from a book out of my historical library that Allah has blessed me with now. This book is called Riding the Roller Coaster, A Muslim Perspective of Overcoming the Challenges of Life. This particular chapter is chapter 2, and the title is All You Need Is Prayer. All you need is prayer. Think about that. I was listening to a song one time before I go into this. I want to share with you. And this lady was singing about life and all the challenges and things that we go through in this worldly life. And what she said at the end of every challenge or trial or tribulation we go through, she say, all you need to come through is prayer. Just keep on praying. And see, this is the thing with us as humans. Allah said we are created very impatient. So when we pray, we want the prayer to be answered right then. This is a quick fix world we're living in. And the way of quick fix, there's no such a thing as quick fix. We weren't even created with no quick fix. Allah didn't even create the world quickly. He created the world in evolution or stages. You see, but most people want everything quick fix. I want it now. Microwave it. Quick food. And this stuff kills you. Anything you get quick, it ain't no good. Anything you have to work for and strive for and be patient until you get the results, it always be good. Patience is a virtue. And all good things comes to those who know how to wait in faith and patience in their Creator and obedience. Don't leave out obedience. Because a lot of people think that I've been patient. I want this God, Allah, God, or whatever you want to call the Creator. But we know Allah means all in all. He's in all things. He created everything. But now patience.
Almighty God, Allah says in his final revelations in the Quran, the Holy Quran, he says this. He said he loves those who keep themselves pure and clean of the sins, the evil, the wickedness of this evil world and their wicked self. He said cleansing is next to him. So when you, he said, when you purify yourself, then you can be, he'll receive you. He only accepts purity. When he created us as babies, he created us in a pure state. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can
yes,
you hear
sir.
Me?
Yes,
yeah, he created us in a pure state. Every baby that's created is created pure. What does that mean? That baby knows no evil. The baby only knows what? Good. What was that? The baby only knows God. Allah is all good. So the baby only knows Allah. When Allah put his spirit in that baby only know good. The baby don't even know his mother. Why? Because the mother ain't the creator of the baby. And most mothers now, they worship their children, get high with them, you know, get low, really. They get down in drugs with them. That's getting down. That ain't getting high. You speak of getting high, you're talking about getting high in the word of Allah. Allah's up high. He's the Most High Ta'ala. We're low down here in the valley of the shadow of death. See? And then I just want to say to that, that when people say hello, most of them don't even think about it. And I want to say this in particular to the African-American people before this show ends today, briefly. Because the African-American people is the only people, they're very unique people, and don't even know it, most of them. They're very special people, and don't even know it, most of them. They are people that were taken, we, me being one of them, from our native land, not just our native land, but where we was taken from our way of life, which is Islam, and brought to a place called America, and stripped of all of the knowledge of our past history, of our spiritual life. So before you can enslave a people, you have to strip their mind of all of the knowledge that makes up the human mind. You have to strip them of their spiritual life that connects them with Almighty God, Allah, who teaches us right from wrong. Then you can teach them that wrong is right, and they'll believe you because they don't have the ability to distinguish right from wrong no more. And so we were people that were brought to America and stripped of our past. And we call ourselves Americans. But we didn't come from America. We didn't come from America. The white people call this white America. They didn't come from America. They come from Europe. Everybody that's here, that's an immigrant group, they migrated here from another land except the native America's called Indians. So how in the world is this white America? And black people, this is what I want to say to you, black African-American people. You blame Donald Trump for your problems. You blame the government for your problems. You blame white people for your problems. You're wrong in all three ways. The one that's causing your problems today, black people, is yourselves. Why? Because Allah, when he freed us from physical slavery, he allowed us an opportunity to be able to read. In slavery, they wouldn't let us read. Because they knew if we read, and they also did another terrible thing, they told us that we were three-fifths of a human being. So they wanted us to think that we were animals. And animals have to be trained. They don't have intelligence. Animals don't have a spirit and intelligence. And you don't hear animals talking and running the world. No, people do that. So we were stripped of everything that defines a human being, which is the mind and the intellect and the soul. And I say, well, sister, that over a period of 500 years, see how many people learn, first of all, through repetition. I took a martial art a lot. When I first started, I was throwing my punches wrong, kicking wrong, but that was normal because I was just starting. I was a beginner. So when we're born in the world, even as babies, this is all interconnected. We have to crawl before we can walk, don't we? So things happen in stages and degrees. But for the human being, nothing from nothing leaves what? Nothing. The Creator say you only get what you strive for. Most people don't strive. And especially African Americans, they don't strive. But other groups, they do. I got to give it to them. Every other group, even the African, they strive to keep in touch with their history so they'll know where they're going in the future. Because if you don't know where you come from, you cannot know where you're going. So most African Americans, they've been stripped of their past, so they don't know where they come from. Most of them will tell you, I ain't from no Africa. I'm from America. I was born in America. I'm not condemning them. All I'm saying is that it's time to wake up now. It's time to stop blaming others for your downfall, black people, and start looking at yourselves. What are you doing to contribute to the destruction of yourself today? You're not reading. And I don't mean reading, but most black people don't even read. There's a saying that if you want to hide something from a black man or black woman, put it in a book. But really they were saying put it in a book, but especially a book of that's of God, Allah, and they'll never find it. Now, that holds true today. Most black people rather do the boogaloo, do the monkey, do the dog. Look at all the songs that we was accustomed to. They gave us songs, do the monkey, do the dog, do the boogaloo. Get down, not come up, get down, get down. And most black people, they love consuming rather than producing. Now, they love pleasure and play more than they do serious matters of spiritual life. That's your downfall, black people. You've been taken out of your God consciousness. They stripped us of the knowledge of our Creator, Allah. So when they took that, these people were beast-like people, the Europeans we see in America. They were the migrated from England. They were beast-like people. There's a commercial called Geico Insurance Company, and they show these cave people. And that's exactly how the Europeans looked and acted when they came here to America. Now, how in the heck? I say that, how in the heck can a people so beastly like that didn't know how to wash their behind, that had sexual intimacy with animals, sheep and dogs, and still do? This history needs to be known. This don't apply to all Caucasian people. This applies to those who still are racist. So if a people is taught something over and over again, eventually they're gonna get it. So I went through martial art for about 4 or 5 years. Then I was blessed to become a master. So if somebody teaches you something over and over again, you will begin to believe that. If it's a lie, they teach it for you over and over again, you begin to believe it. So we've been taught the lies so long, black people never believe the lies the white man have taught them for over 500 years. And the white people, what they did is use reverse psychology. They took all of the knowledge and skills and intelligence from black people, and they gave them their beastly-like ways and ignorance. They exchanged it's like a law say, exchanging good for evil. So we took on the habits and ways they trained us, and they still treat us like animals. You see? But we can change this, but the only way we can change this, we have to want to make a change. We can't keep blaming, like in my personal life, if I keep blaming other people for what I do wrong, I'll never change that wrong. Why? Because I'm in self-denial. And the people see the wrong I'm doing, and I see it too. But I expect for it to just go away by itself. It didn't come to me by itself. It was taught to me. I acted on my impulse and my animal instincts for years, and it's going to take time to be undone. So we need a re-education, black people. We need to be taught our way of life we had before we were brought to America and made slaves, and that is Islam. 90% of the slaves that were brought here on slave ships over 500 years ago, they were Muslim. So if you didn't know that part of your history, any African-American or so-called black person listening, you need to know that. And all you Europeans listening, you need to know your history too, so you'll know and stop looking at black people as inferior to you and treating us inferior, and know that not only are we equal with you, but we are y'all superiors. Why? Because we are y'all parents, y'all mother and father, first of all. The first man and woman, Adam and Eve, was African. They were Asiatic people. But Asia means dark, black. That's what it means, black. Now, I want to read just a little bit of this, and I'll conclude. As a Muslim, this is what Muslims are required. All you need is prayer. As a Muslim, I'm required to pray 5 times a day at night. Each prayer takes about 5 to 15 minutes, although the hardest has to be the getting up at dawn in the morning. Each has its own joy due to work and other distant limitations. I'm usually only able to go to the mosque for the morning and evening prayers, as well as the Friday congregational prayer called Juma, or the gathering. The required ablution, washing hands, face, arms, and feet, gives me a greater cooling and relaxing start to each prayer. It also gives me an automatic break to work, and yes, boring meetings. Give you a chance to get away from boring meetings that's talking only about worldly things. What do these obligatory prayers do for me? They are a form of meditation, a chance to disconnect even for a short period of time with the worldly woes and connect me with the one who has power over all woes, all toil and struggles of this evil world. They give me a sense of fulfillment that I'm hopeful, pleasing my Creator at all times when my mind isn't adrift, drifting astray from Him. And truthfully, it does make me wonder. I am able to focus on the words of the prayer. In the first chapter of the Quran called Surah Al-Fatiha, the opening, which is very similar to the Lord's Prayer, the verses or ayats are heart-lifting and call out for a response. Oh God, oh Allah, you alone we worship, and you alone we seek help from the evils of ourselves and the evils of this world. Pondering this keeps me from being drowned by my problems. Keep me thinking about the one who can help alleviate them. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Imam Shahid Shabazz teaching today on Allah's will is to save people from self-destruction. You are listening, our beautiful radio listening audience, to the reality of the Creator, and Imam Shahid Shabazz's Sunday morning broadcast show, which comes on every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. For those of you who are just joining us, we ask you to join us again. Join us every Sunday, 10:30 a.m., for the beautiful, life-giving teachings and discussions of Imam Shahid Shabazz. And we want you to join in and comment, and let us hear from you some of the beautiful messages that you would have, that you would bring to us, the information that you have, that you think is relevant and important to helping us in our struggle to teach and bring to the people the words of their Creator, the Almighty God Allah. Also, again, and listen to Imam Shahid Shabazz, and in my reading, when he was just reciting one of the ayats that we recite in our salat, a prayer in the morning, I had observed another ayat that I was thinking about, too. And that one says, truly, truly my prayer and my service of sacrifice, my life and my death are all for Allah, the cherisher of the world. It says, no partners has he. This am I commanded, and I am the first of those who bow to his will. We say all of these beautiful, beautiful lots of prayers, du'as, to our Creator. And we are supposed to be saying them with sincerity of heart. But yet, time we get up from salat, from prayer, where do we go? Do we go to do the work of our Creator? Do we have Him on mind? Do we think about our purpose in life and what we're doing and then how we're helping to make this world a better world, to be servants of Allah to the people, to go out and meet others in Dawah? Are we going back again to that job, to make that money, to pay those bills for that nice home, and get that big car, to go to some place to socialize with the people? What is on our mind of saying with sincerity of heart such beautiful prayers to our Creator, supposed to make us stop and think? Because it is He who has made you His agents and inheritors of the earth. Huh? He has raised you in rank, some above others, that He may try you in the gifts He has given you. For thy Lord is quick in punishment, yet He is indeed all forgiving, most merciful. Yes, He has given all this to you, but can we see it? Do we really see where we are inheritors of this earth? Do we see that, people? Do we feel it? What has happened? Because we took and threw those gifts behind our backs and chose the way of Satan and chose his false glitter, false promises, his false way of life, which is leading us straight to self-destruction. Come back to the right way, people. Come back and inherit this earth that Allah has given to you. Come back and join the race that He has given to you. And you become your leader. You become and take on that throne that you once stood on. Come back to it. Take over it. And bring this world back to the way that your Creator has ordained for it to be, by doing His will and not following the ways of Shaitan and evil. Again, I want to thank you and remind you that you are listening to the Sunday morning radio broadcast. I'll be Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us. Ask you to also invite others to join us. I know that sometimes people just don't feel like talking. In most cases, we find us as a people. We want to hear from you, people. We need to learn how to just come in and join each other. Don't be afraid to speak. What you have is just as important as what we are saying, what you have to say.
Sister Islam, may I have to make a comment, please?
Excuse me. Yes, sister, I'm glad you're still on the air. Definitely want to hear from you.
Yes, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Sure.
Yes, I can. You're coming in fine.
Yeah, I was just, you know, listening and taking notes from the beautiful topic and for sharing and for people because, you know, the thing about human beings, we all think we all got some, we're all different, but really we're all the same. We have the same needs and we're striving for the same goal we're supposed to. So, you know, it's important that we focus on what we have in common, what we have in common more so than what we don't have in common. Let's find a, you know, a base point that we can sit down, break bread, operate, solve problems, and move on because we will be judged by how we treat each other. That's for everybody that's listening. We're all going to be judged. And one thing I want to say about what Brother Shahid was saying, you know, we like to blame people. You know, people blame it on the rain. They blame it on each other and so forth and so on. However, the Lord says, you know, you can judge yourself. You know, it depends on how far you want to go. You know, you have people, if I can share this, developmentals of self, like the brother said, there's different developmental stages we go through, just like in school. Everything is, you know, ever evolving, and then you graduate. It's the same way with your spirituality. You know, you're at a base point, and the Lord gives you the free will, and that's what gets us in trouble, the free will. You ever see a tree? This tree is submitting to the Lord. You ever seen a tree say, I don't want to be here today. I'm going to go to Antarctica. No, the tree is doing what the Lord say, but human beings have a little bit of free will gets in their way. But we're born to submit our will to Him. If you want to evolve people, if you want the pleasures, the good pleasures of this life that leads you to a better life, which this is all in preparation for something else, you have to connect with your Lord. Be grateful, be humble. There are some people, if I can share this, who operate on a very low life form, like a creature in the ocean, amoeba or a paramecium, these little lower life form creatures. Okay, they all they do is eat and reproduce, and that's not the way we're human beings. He said He made us in the excellent of mold. He made us in the best mold, and so if you're operating on a low form, you can pick yourself up. You can. You start where you are, use what you have, and do what you can. You just look at your analyze yourself and look at where you are now. The next level, you're operating like a, if I can share this, it won't be long. The developmental stages of self, lower life form. You're living like a lower life form, like a reptile, reptilian brain. Reptile don't think, he just straight bites. We have an intelligent brain. Why are you acting like an animal and you was made a human? That just don't add up. So what's that? The drive, you know, people are operating like they just have drive, eat and reproduce. And then like a roach. A roach don't have intelligence. Human beings have intelligence. You can fake a roach out, go and block the shadow or whatever. And so we have intelligence. And then from drive, you have instinct. A roach has instinct, you know. The lower life form eat and reproduce, but a roach, a creature can detect.
We have 1 minute left. Excuse me, my sister. You're so beautiful, your
okay.
conversation. I wish you'd come a little earlier with us, but we do have about 1 minute left now, and we'd like for your man Shalom to, at this time, close us out. Mr. Lott.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you very much, Sister Masima, for coming on. Thank you, our co-host, Estesla, for such beautiful recitation from the Quran also. And I hope I was clear. The prayer that I'm going to say is the opening prayer to end. With the name Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, we give all praises to Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the cherisher and sustainer of all worlds and all systems of knowledge. Thee do we seek for guidance and knowledge,
We ask you to guide us on your straight path, the path of those whom you guide and the path of those who you protect from going astray from your guidance. Amen. As-salamu alaykum. Thank you all again for a beautiful talk show today. All of you. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you for joining us and the radio listening audience. Once again, next time, same time, Imam Shaheen Shabbat, for the Alpha Community.